Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stulting.
Take God's word for it. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Colossians 3:2. This week's devotional covers something that's so important. You know, we face bad headlines all the time. And this reminds us to get a new perspective, to get God's perspective in spite of earthly problems. And it's not like we're, say, you know, so heavenly-minded that we do no earthly good sort of a thing. In fact, those who are heavenly-minded do more earthly good because they realize that time, you know, really life is short. I mean, I've seen so quite a few, I'm not exaggerating, quite a few of folks that I loved pass away. But I know that they're with the Lord. So if you have that perspective and you have like a rock solid assurance that they're with the Lord, then that changes your perspective. And how about other bad news? We see, you know, terrible things filling the headlines, you know, with the worst possible disasters or how about the injustice of violence against children or things like that. And we as believers have a different perspective on all this because we believe that God is going to make things right and that this is a temporary time on earth and that he's going to make everything right in the end. And so instead of saying, what is this world coming to? We say, do you realize who is coming back to the world? We believe that Jesus Christ will make everything right when he comes back. And it's amazing how the different prophecies in Scripture are coming to pass. Like Israel became a nation in 1948, which was predicted in the Bible. There are so many things happening right now. So don't worry about God's justice. Instead, be sure you know him personally yourself, because it's true. John 3:16, which was again really popular recently during the Super Bowl commercial, but it's been popular for a very long time for very good reasons because it's true, folks. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So you have a choice today, and that choice may never come again, because life is short. I mean, I witnessed a fatal accident once, and I prayed with the man to receive Christ. You don't know what'll happen when you leave the building, or even in the building, for Pete's sake. So, you know, you got to be sure. So let's pray and take this opportunity to just put our faith in God's Son, Jesus Christ, and lean on him for goodness, because we could never be good enough next to a holy God on our own. Let's lean on Jesus right now and put our faith in him. Heavenly Father, some of us are not used to praying, and today we realize that, wow, life is short, and we want to know you before it's too late. So we put our faith and trust in you, Jesus Christ, as our personal Savior and Lord. We ask you to rule our lives and cleanse us from things that are damaging and bad. Cleanse us from our mistakes, our sins. We realize that we've not been living like you did. And we ask you to just grant us that gift of eternal life in Christ. We also just welcome you in our hearts. Just fill us. Jesus, please live in our hearts. And we love you. We thank you, God, that you will make things right in the end. And that we can trust you without any hesitation. After all, why trust in other people? We know that you are the true God, and we just trust in you right now. So, in Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Stop postponing sharing about Christ. There's absolutely no reason to wait. Just share about him, because, after all, he is life. He is the reason I'm living, and I consider him to be my best friend, my confidant, my Lord, and I talk with him every day, and so can you. And so share that with other people. There is hope. There is hope. And so thank you for listening, my friends. And remember Psalm 34:10. Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Join us on Facebook and online, Praying Pals, just simply on Facebook, or prayingpals.org. So enjoy church and enjoy Jesus every day. Thanks, folks.
That was Stacy Ruth Stulting for Praying Pals here on KCHE.